Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash. This is Bundesliga. It is match day 8. We've got rid of the international break for at least another 3 or 4 weeks. We've had massive European competitions, but now it's back to the bread and butter. And there's certain teams that are absolutely standing out. Their attitude seems right. Their athleticism seems right. And they're all scoring goals. There's a shock. Now, we are America's favourite sportsbook, so I'd like you to subscribe and also ring the bell, which means we'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. Now, the big announcement this week at BetUS is that the Sweet Shop is open. It will be known as the Sweet Shop because you go over to betus.com and you press the prop builder. You've now got shots on goal, shots, tackles, cards, corners. So, and you can actually have them on this show as well as picks. Now, I'm going to have the records. But before we have any of that, if you do want any of the odds and props, then also type in betustv.com/odds. Records are looking great because of my two guests. I've got European World Odds Compiler in Mark Stinchcombe, who is very reserved at this time of year because he has to bring in the caveat. And then on the other side, we've got one that just fires bullets right, left and centre and loves an Alex Classic, which is both teams to score and over. Stinch, how big is your caveat this week?
Yeah, it's quite bad. It's quite big. Normally, we sort of urge caution when players come back from an international break, having been all over the world, not just in Europe, South America, Asia, etc. But then you throw another one into the mix that next week it's Champions League, Europa Conference League. So the big teams, I urge a lot of caution when you're maybe looking at throwing them into a big multiple. There could be one or two shocks that perhaps we weren't expecting.
Are you expecting shocks in this league, though? Because there seems to be a massive gulf between, say, your Dortmund, your Leipzig, your Leverkusen and your Bayern Munich's, because the first thing you've got to have is big squads.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what you might classify as a shock, because, for example, Stuttgart not far off being favourite to wear Union. We wouldn't have said that last season at all. Union probably be sort of plus 100. Union are closer to plus 150 this week. So, yeah, I take what you say on board, but I have to say, regarding that, I'm really pleasantly surprised by how well Heidenheim and Darmstadt are doing, you know, up there in mid-table when you see the likes of Köln and Mainz battling relegation. So, in that sense, we could see some shocks if those two promoted teams can continue doing it as well as they are in terms of getting points. I wouldn't say they've been fantastic, but one thing they have been good at is literally just saying, well, we can't defend, so we might as well just go and attack and see what we can get. And, you know, so far it seems to be working.
Yeah, we love that. Before I go to Alex, make sure you get yourselves in the chat, because if you've got any players, first goal scorer, anytime goal scorer, shots on target, passes. When you think of passes, you think of Xhaka. But first of all, let's go to Alex. I'm loving that shirt, and that'll give away a little bit of an inkling of where my faith is going to go on the Friday night game.
Yeah, I'm just wearing it for support of your pick and for support of my team. I don't have nothing for today's game. Hopefully, is the trend that we always talk about on a Friday evening on TV, the home side. Of course, that always Dortmund at home are a different animal than on the road. Coming back to what Stinch said about Heidenheim and Darmstadt, yeah, I'm really impressed with Darmstadt. With Heidenheim, I cannot say the same thing, but both of them are not there. They will not finish there, 1,000%. Because behind them is Union Berlin, not there. They are not a team to be on the 13th place right now. Mainz and Köln, I think that they will have a bounce back period. Not necessarily to this round, but I'm sure that they will start winning some games. Bochum is there, Werder Bremen, and okay, Gladbach is another thing. You know that I hate Gladbach this season. Yes, they are scoring goals, but their defense is atrocious. So every time when Gladbach plays, is the Alex Classic all the way. And this is a good round for Gladbach on the road to last placed Köln. Let's see how Gladbach will do it, because let me tell you, last round I was about to go 4-0 with my picks, and because of Gladbach, it was only 3-1, because they they failed to beat Mainz. That was what a display. It was crazy. I was talking with you on WhatsApp, and you said that 2-1 in the 75th minute. Don't worry, 3-2. And after that, I see 2-2. I was watching the game. I said, oh my God, Flash will be right this time at least, you know? And they missed.
There's always a first.
They missed some crazy opportunities in the final minutes of the game. Oh my God, I said, no, it's not possible for them to... It was crazy.
Yeah, it was. But there's another thing. First of all, before we get to the records, make sure you watch these games because we've got big names, big clubs, like your Mainz, like your Kerns, like your Gladbachs. They're not playing like big clubs and they're not to be relied upon. So make sure you do actually watch because the small, lesser lights, are like a little bit like last year with Freiburg and Union, they are punching above their weight. And make sure you do watch because it's a case of you have to maybe see these teams over a 3 and 4 game period and thinking, okay, they're starting to turn it round. And until they do, don't go near them. But get yourselves in the chat. I want plenty interaction between us and probably press your thumbs up. Let's have a little look at the records, please. Yeah, well done, team. 13.33 units of profit. Alex going great. Stinch now he's joined us from his 6 months holiday. Pavlos obviously stepped in, scored a couple of goals, and I'm just keeping my head above the water. Okay, let's get rid of that. Let's kick on to the Friday night game. First one, Friday, Team A, Team B. It's actually Dortmund versus Bremen, and Dortmund at -333. Bremen at +700. Bremen been very disappointing, home or away. Not a team to trust, but Dortmund have not really hit top gear, and yet they still find a way to avoid defeat. The under-over is set at 3.5, with over 3.5 being at -122. If you looked at the team totals, I think that the numbers are telling you that this game is 2.75-3 for Dortmund. Bremen score 3-1, so that takes you over the 3.5 total. Stinch, the draw at +500, I can't have. It's Dortmund, but how do you turn Dortmund into value?
Yeah, I think we touched on Dortmund last time out. They were playing at home to Union, I think it was, and we didn't cover the game, but we had the Q&A at the end, and we were discussing how to get Dortmund on side. I think it's the same thing every week when they're playing at home to a bottom half team. Dortmund to win and both teams to score, I think, is the way to go ultimately. You can't trust that Dortmund defends, but we know that they have, on average, better quality players than most of the other sides in the Bundesliga. Niklas Füllkrug, if he starts... he'll be up against his former team.
I think he'll score, you know. I think he'll score. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he's a good
still
player.
Still bad.
Yeah, it's still bad. But he's one of those. I mean, listen, he makes... he's better than Weghorst, let's put it that way. And don't get me on that train.
He's better than Havertz.
Stinch, it is amazing, though, isn't it? How players do score against their former sides.
Yeah, and I think Füllkrug is probably a very good example of maybe a bit more of the modern-day footballer that... Even if you're not a top player in your early 20s, as it would be in the days gone by, you can actually work your way up the leagues and become a top striker in that particular competition. I mean, having said that, you know, scoring goals for Germany as well, and that's not something.
How does he get a German cap? How does that happen?
Well, you can't argue
because
with
they
his,
don't
with
have
goal
squad.
Scoring
they
record.
Don't have squad, right? Right, Stinch? Who should they call?
Yeah, I mean, I think in one of the friendlies, Nagelsmann started with Thomas Müller as a central striker. And obviously Müller is, what, 33 now? So, yeah, you're right, Alex. They are struggling centre-forward-wise. But, yeah, I just think something you just can't... For all the negatives you can label at Füllkrug, you can't argue with his goal-scoring record. So maybe that would be one way you might want to play it. We look at Dortmund team total. If you want to get paid out by backing them scoring goals, you know, you have to back them to score 3 goals. And then you only get a -125. Well, if they score 3 goals, I reckon Füllkrug has probably be in the conversation there. And he's +100 to score. So I think that's probably a better bet there. So, yeah, Dortmund to win and both teams score, the plus money would be with the way I would go here if I was having a bet every week on Dortmund. I think one thing that just to throw out there, if you remember the game from last season between these two teams, Dortmund were winning 2-0 going into injury time, and they lost 3-2. And I just think that's it's beautiful because it just encapsulates not only Dortmund but the Bundesliga as well. So yeah, I don't think there's any way you can be going for Dortmund at -333, even though Bremen have been very poor and lost all their three away games so far this season.
Yeah, they've been below poor, to be honest. The thing is with Dortmund, they are the meat in between the sandwich of the international break and then Champions League next week. I thought the Champions League game last time when they drew 0-0 with Milan, they were very underwhelming and it was almost they were too careful. They went against their DNA, Alex.
What this is what we talked about Dortmund against Paris Saint-Germain, if you remember. They started to play when they were 2 goals down. Why they didn't play from the beginning? Because they put it so many problems to that PSG atrocious defense that they could have scored 2 or 3 in the last 15, 20 minutes of the game. This is what happened again with AC Milan. And if you continue to play this style in the Champions League, you will get burned, right? So I think that Dortmund loves to play when they are 1 goal down. I don't know. I feel that, wow, that energy that they bring on the pitch when they are down on the score sheet is crazy. But with Füllkrug, what to say? He scored, put him in. I mean, Sebastian Haller project is like not existing. I don't understand what's up with Haller. I don't understand why he doesn't deliver. He has all the weapons that he should in Bundesliga at least. Füllkrug has the experience. I still consider him as a bad transfer, but if he will deliver, he will prove me wrong. Yes, okay, thank you very much, Füllkrug. At the end of the day, Dortmund, talking about a Friday night, they haven't lost at home on a Friday for 34 games. 34 games. This is crazy. And not to even talk about their record against Werder Bremen at home. Of course, last time that they played at this venue, they lost to Werder Bremen 3-2. So, with Dortmund, it's like you don't know what to expect. Obviously, Stinch talked about international break, Champions League after that. Let's not forget to compare the two teams. Like, Werder Bremen, how many players they had to the international sides, to their national teams, and how many players Dortmund had, right? So it's a little bit of a difference also there. With all this traveling, with all these international breaks, I hope that it will come to an end. Yes, next month on November when everything will finish. But Dortmund should win here. Werder, they have the weapons to find the back of the net. So I think that Stinch is right. Dortmund to win. And both teams to score for better odds, because I would never play Dortmund at -333, no matter if they're playing against Darmstadt, because they proved me so wrong with Bochum, with Mainz, and with other bad teams in this league. They lost the championship last season on the last day of the season. So yeah, no, thank you. Best of luck with your pick, Flash.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go with a two-leg parlay, and Dortmund, I got -275, and I just said, okay, I see Dortmund winning this game, not just because Dortmund have got such better players and they're finding a way of scoring goals, but Bremen are just no good. Their 100% away record is like nothing short of scandalous. Marcus comes up with a good one in the chat, though, because he says half-time, full-time, Dortmund at like -130. That's just another way to go. I do expect Dortmund to be leading at half-time. You think they're going to be leading at half-time, then you expect them to go on and win the game. Let's have a little look at the official pick. There it is, Dortmund Moneyline. Parlay, get us off to a good start on the Friday night. Team A just happens to be one of the best teams in the Bundesliga against probably one of the worst on the road so far. Let's move on to game number two. talk about teams that are not doing it this year compared to last year. We've got Freiburg at home at minus 143, hosting Bochum at plus 350. You don't know what you're getting from Bochum because they can put up a scrap and they can still come off second best. The draw is at plus 300, but the under or over is at a tasty three. But you're going to have to hope that there's four goals to get a plus 129. Alex, Freiburg scored twice at minus 145, but Bochum scoring twice, well, it could be like plus 225.
Yeah, we are talking about a bad defense. Bochum, 19 goals conceded so far, and a bad attack in Freiburg with just how many? 7 goals they scored so far? Like, very low for Bundesliga expectations, right? Where I don't know what to bet on this match. Maybe Freiburg to score twice. Bochum is conceding a lot on the road. But that minus 145 is bad for over 1.5 goals team total. Maybe Freiburg to score to win, and but you never know, like you said, with Bochum. So, yeah, for me, it's a no-go. I will let the master Stinch, the best odds compiler we know, because he has his.
He's the only one, you know, isn't he?
No. I know a couple.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Stinch, Freiburg, Bochum. I mean, last year it'd be a no-brainer. You just take the home side because of Bochum on the road. This year, Freiburg struggling. They have a decent possession and they put up decent situations and they're comfortable on the ball. But when the ball goes in the box, they don't have enough bodies going in there. It's almost like, we'll leave it to you. Over to you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Freiburg, I think we mentioned a few times already this season, they are a bit of an overachieving side, but at least they're consistent in that respect. Like, you kind of know what you're going to get with them. I have to laugh about Bochum because last time out I backed them to get a heavy defeat at Leipzig, and Leipzig managed to miss two penalties and it finished 0-0.
What was the XG for Leipzig on that game, if you can tell us?
Don't get me that XG nonsense.
I hate it too, but I was just curious. Good. I hate it. I cannot play the XG. It's like not a single time it's right what is happening on the pitch, right? And you also have all these websites that they are showing different FG on the XGs on the same game.
I want to digress a little bit though here, Stinch. I mean, this XG, you can have three or four different numbers for the same game. What actually brings... How do they calculate this? Because I watch a game, right? And I'm the best one I've seen so far this year is in the Premier League. It was the opening day of the season. I think it was Everton versus, say, Fulham. Everton had, like, one shot on, proper, where I'm looking at it going, this is an opportunity. And they're like... XG was, like, 4.6, and they had 15 shots on goal. I only saw two shots on goal in the whole 90 minutes and I watched the game.
Yeah. The reason that the figures differ between different sites is they'll use different models. Some are more sophisticated, as you can imagine, than others. So they might take into consideration if there are any players between the guy having a shot and the goal. So any defenders that perhaps could be involved in a block, for example. And then in terms of like the actual, you know, the usage of expected goals, it's based on average. It's supposed to be based on average players' conversion, essentially. So if you have players that are above average at finishing, often they can make their team look better than the actual figures back them up. And Freiburg is one of those good examples, particularly with a player like Vincenzo Grifo, for example, who's excellent at finishing. So I can understand why people can be skeptical of it, but often one game sample or even two or three games doesn't really tell you enough information. It's better used over a long period of time, but even then you can get teams that will ultimately finish above their expectation just because the sort of variance hasn't quite leveled itself out. I think Union is a very good example this season, where Alex mentioned we expect them to be higher, but that's based on what we've seen in terms of league positions they finished in previous seasons. I've preached caution regarding them, for example, Union, because it's very difficult to know how a small team will be able to handle playing in league and in Europe when they've sort of never done it before, particularly this season in Champions League. So I don't want to say that they'll be relegated, but I think there is a potential that they could be in a relegation battle. We are digressing a little bit. Bottom line in this game, Bochum are rubbish. I'm happy to back Freiburg. I did this a few weeks ago when I backed Freiburg home to Augsburg. And again, it all comes down to price. So we see here Freiburg at -143. Back Freiburg at a similar price against Augsburg a few weeks ago. They won 2-0. And I'm not betting it again because they won. I'm betting it again because I think the price is too big. You just look at Bochum away from home. Obviously, I spoke about them a lot last time when they went to Leipzig. They've conceded 3 or more goals in 14 of the last 24 away games. Now, that's 3 or more. That's not 2 or more or failing to keep a clean sheet. That's really, really bad. And in terms of the odds against teams similar to Freiburg, they faced this year against Frankfurt were -180. Against Köln, we can see where Köln are now. They were -140. Against Mainz, they were -180. Now I consider Freiburg above all of these teams. And Freiburg themselves were -190 in this fixture last season. So that's why basically I'm really happy to back Freiburg. Straight up, -143, no complications. If they win 1-0, I'm going to get paid out. I'm not worrying backing handicaps and needing them to score 2 goals or whatever. I'm very happy to go that way. And if you want a goal scorer bet, Vincenzo Grifo briefly mentioned there. He's +210 to score here. If Freiburg score often at home, it comes through him. And obviously, he's on penalties as well.
Yeah, Orlando Browns. I was going to say Orlando Bloom. I was going to ask and just say to him, hey, say hello to Katie for me. I'll never bet against Bochum again. They are my bogey team. We all have them bogey teams. And normally mine is Dortmund, but not this weekend. Well, I'm actually going to go with them. So let's have a little look at the official picks. And it's Freiburg Moneyline at -143. Let's move on to game number 3. Big test this, big barometer, because this is going to let us know where one of these teams are. Darmstadt, +500 at home. They're hosting Leipzig at -227. This is the type of game last year that Leipzig would drop points after the international break in between Champions League. But this year, for some reason, they're showing a little bit more steeliness, a little bit more togetherness, and a little bit more urgency, maybe because of Openda finishing off such good work. Draw is at +400. Leipzig to score 3 goals at +125. Alex, I think we see goals in this game because Darmstadt just throw caution to the wind. That's why you're going to get -132 for the over 3 goals. I see Leipzig winning, but at -1.25 at -110.
Yeah, exactly what Stinch was talking at the beginning of the show, and also we touched on for the last several shows about this approach of the small sites like Darmstadt. They are impressive at home. They are scoring goals. 8 goals in 3 games scored at home for Darmstadt, which is very impressive for a newly promoted site. They are there mid-table. Of course, they will not finish there because right now they are overachievers, in my opinion. They entered this match on the back of 2 wins. I mean, not a lot of times you would Werder Bremen 2-1 away at Augsburg 2-1. Great attacking firepower. It's like they are going all in. We don't have nothing to lose. What? You're Leipzig? Yeah, we want to beat you. We will play our chance, right? Leipzig, 2 draws in a row. Obviously, 1 was with Bayern Munich, which was an impressive result. But after that, with Bochum, goalless draw. It's not what we are expecting from Leipzig, and they missed 2 penalties again. Like Steen said, Leipzig should win this game. But will you back them at -227?
They will.
They Don't will. Okay. Yeah. They should, and they probably will this game, but not at -227 as a single bet, in my opinion. I think Darmstadt scores. You talked about Openda, but it's not only Openda. It's a Sesko, it's a Xavi Simons, it's a lot of great players, Campbell there, Olmo, a lot of players with pace, a lot of creativity in that Leipzig side. But Darmstadt are, let's go and finish it, you know?
Yeah.
Always that crazy type of fighter that is in a box ring, that is going with his hands down. Well, punch me, because I'm sure that I will give you also one, you know? I will throw that one in. So I'm expecting an entertaining game, full of goals. Yeah. I'm playing the Alex Classic here because I think that at minus 110, it's amazing, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. And if you guys in the chat like this, put that thumbs up, which we need a lot, thumbs up on the video, please.
Yeah, I mean, Darmstadt not to score at plus 160. I'm just wondering if this is like...
Oh, come on!
I've got to be devil's advocate, Alex, because Leipzig is like a mountain that Darmstadt have not really climbed before. And we are seeing Leipzig being a little bit more together. And when I say about Openda, he's finishing off the good work of them teammates that you mentioned at the right times. This is a side that really do fancy their chances to chase Bayern, Leverkusen, and Dortmund and make it four seats at the table. Stinch?
Yeah, I mean, discussed Leipzig and length, I think, so far this season. I think we're kind of in agreement that the second place is probably between them and Leverkusen rather than Dortmund, despite the fact what the odds will tell you right now. But I just think when you have so many players, I mean, their business model, right, is to buy low and then sell high. When you have such a big turnover every season of players, it will take a while for them to gel. But then at the same time, what you will get with younger players is that sort of inconsistency and perhaps unreliability in situations that they've not experienced before. I'm not saying that's necessarily true every week, but I think it's something you have to keep in mind. I agree with Alex. There's no way I could back Leipzig at minus 227, but you can understand the price based on Darmstadt's defensive issues, I would say. They shipped the most goals in the league with 19. They're conceding on average 16 shots per game. If you come up against someone with Leipzig's quality, and you know we've spoken that Leipzig have got a big squad, so you've still got, even though I've mentioned obviously about players being away on international duty, with the five subs, eventually Leipzig should find a way through Darmstadt. But yeah, I like Alex's bet here. I think you said it was it plus money, Alex, for both teams?
Minus 110.
Minus 110.
You will not see a lot of pluses in Bundesliga when it comes to over, of course, but even in this combo. But I want to bring out one of our guys in the chat, Auris. I said both teams to score and over 2.5. He said 2-3, 2-4 Leipzig. I said, if you agree with me, put your thumbs up. And he puts the thumbs down. So
don't take it personally. That might just be your selection.
Probably it's for you, but not for me.
It's shocking. Darmstadt let in 19. Okay, Mainz let in 19. Bochum let in 19. It's all about the 19. Okay, let's have a look. What do you think, Stinch? Would you, if I went for a correct score, we're looking, I wrote down Darmstadt 1, Leipzig 3. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I would go along with that, definitely. I think, okay. You might be able to make a bit more money if you like to bet on teams to win and both teams to score, particularly big teams. We know that if the big team does concede, it's likely only to be one goal. So I think you can actually make a bit of money by backing 3-1. It also, along with that team to win and both teams to score, you know, you're looking at price of sort of plus 1,000 generally around for 3-1 with a big favourite, because the market doesn't anticipate that the opposition can score. And if the opposition scores, then it could be in a game state that means that they take the lead and then sit back and throw all the men behind the ball, and it's hard for the favourite to break them down. So, yeah, I wouldn't put anyone off having a small bet on the 3-1 if you like to bet teams to win and both teams to score.
especially in this situation, because you've actually got Darmstadt who just keep going forward anyway. 1-0, they could then go 2-1 down and they'll still go forward, and then obviously you're looking at your 3-1. Just beware that your 4-1 don't kill you. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks. Both teams are scoring over 2.5 at minus 110. And for me, this is the second leg of my parlay. I've gone with Dortmund to win at home. I've gone for Leipzig to win at Darmstadt. Remember, Darmstadt have let in 19 goals. I expect that to be a minimum of 21-22 by the end of the weekend. Let's move on.
Let me ask you a quick question.
There is a Q&A section, though, Alex, where you could ask me a question.
Yeah, but I thought that if I'm on the show, I can ask you. You know, you will.
Yeah.
Rule doesn't apply here, but okay.
Oh, no. I was being facetious.
Oh, okay. I see Brian here with the anytime goal scorer parlay. Grifo, Openda, Kane, Openda and Openda. He added him 2 times to score.
Maybe he wants him to score twice.
Boniface. Why? Let me ask you. You go on in the leagues. You press the top scorer. Why you take the top four scorers and you put them in the parlay? Why?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you know, one is going to let you down. One might not even play. I'm quite interested though. Out of all them names, there was no Girassi, who's head and shoulders. But again, I don't believe he scores this weekend, so we'll get on to that. Let's get on to this one, though, because this is the biggest banana skin for me. And obviously, I've got two experts, and we can discuss this, and hopefully we come out with the right answer, because it's Union versus Stuttgart. First of all, I've got to look at plus 150 for Union. Normally would be like plus 110, plus 100. Stuttgart plus 170, punching above their weight. If there was an XG, I think they're getting more points than their performances are actually deserving. The draw is at plus 240. The under-over is at, well, this is the other one. The under-over now at 2.5. When is there ever a 2.5 in the Bundesliga? So that's telling you something, but it's minus 123. Union, draw no bet, minus 114. And all conquering Stuttgart, draw no bet, on the road, minus 106. I'm going to come to you first, Inch, because I think Union could shut down Stuttgart here.
Yeah, I think this is a clash of styles, isn't it? We've seen how sort of gung-ho Stuttgart have been so far this season. I mean, they've won 6 of their 7 games, 5 in a row. The last 5 wins, they've won by more than one goal in all of them. So, you know, they're absolutely on fire. But I think we highlighted that in the Futures show. You know, they were, I think, 4th favourites for relegation. And I was sort of pretty confident they'll be nowhere near that. Certainly wasn't expecting this upturn in form. And as you sort of alluded to there, Flash, with the XG, you could sort of tell you that perhaps this is not going to go on for the whole season, but in the immediate future, I don't see it changing. So, a lot of credit to Stuttgart, to the way they've turned themselves around this season. And you wonder if they can keep hold of Girassi in January and maybe in the summer. You know, there's a bit of a lack of sort of top-class number nines nowadays. I don't know if you still got your playing boots knocking around somewhere, Flash, but I'm sure you could do a job in some of these teams that don't even play with number nines anymore. But here, I would almost blindly be going for over 2.5 goals. I don't want to steal any of Alex's thunder, but as you rightly said, Flash, you know, if you've got Team A versus Team B and you've got a goal line of 2.5 in the Bundesliga, be almost rude not to go for it, wouldn't it? I mean, 3.5 goals per game after 63 matches this season. Last season, the average was 3.17. Even if we see some regression this season, we're still going to be seeing an average over 3 a game. So if we've looked in matches already and the goal line's at 3 and it's minus money still, even though it's half a goal higher. So, yeah, I think that might be the one that is an obvious play here. And you hope for more of an open game than perhaps you would expect with Union. They're coming off the back of 5 straight defeats in the Bundesliga. They got Champions League next week. It looks like a tall order to qualify obviously from that already. They might not even make Europa League with Braga defeating them their place. So you think maybe eyes are on the Bundesliga and try and turn things around there.
Yeah, the big problem I've got with this game, and it's situational. Basically, Union can have 5 shots on goal, score 3 goals. They could have 3 shots on goal and score 3 goals. Stuttgart are not very good at the back, but what they are they are like unbelievable with the amount of bodies they get in the opposing box. They're looking to score every single time they go forward. Now, playing devil's advocate here, if Union go up in this game, I can see them shutting out Stuttgart. But if Stuttgart go up, oh, I think it's a free-for-all when it goes over three or four goals, Alex.
Yeah, I was thinking in the morning, if you are Union Berlin right now, after you lost two Champions League matches and you are where you are in the Bundesliga, 13 in the standings, just two wins in seven matches and five defeats, and you are one of the... I mean, okay, Stinch had a point talking about a small team, how they arrived here is a great story in the Bundesliga, in the Champions League and all that. That's a great story, and we have to give them the respect for that. But still, they had a good transfer window in the last two seasons, minus that one, Bonucci, which I think that I don't think that is a player for Union Berlin. Their style of play. I mean, yeah, he was a great defender, but come on, he's 8 years old. He's older than Flash right now, right? So.
Yeah,
I get your point when saying that Union, if they score first, Stuttgart won't return home with points. But still, you said Stuttgart are always bringing a lot of bodies inside the box. How we're talking about a team coming off seven defeats in a row, right?
Yes.
They don't know how to defend. They didn't know how to defend against Dortmund. Why in the past? Remember how they were defending against the big names? They went 2-1 up against Dortmund and they conceded three. It was atrocious. So I don't think that this game can stay under any circumstance. Of course, it can happen. But all the informations, all the playing style, everything says to us that this should be over 2.5. I was that close of making it my banker, but we're coming off an international break and into the Champions League. But again, if you are Union Berlin right now, what you're thinking about? How to climb the standings in the Bundesliga, or maybe to get the third place in the Champions League, which I don't think that they will, with Real Madrid, with
Napoli.
Braga and Napoli.
I wrote down when I was doing this, I was going, okay, Union. Desperation, because if you look at all their stats, it's just loss after loss after loss. They've not been used to this for like the last couple of years. They have been their home games. Teams don't go there and pick up points. Teams don't go against them and get plenty chances. And all of a sudden, they're all scoring goals, but they're so inconsistent within the same period of time. It's like they could be on top and completely crushing a team, and 10 minutes later they could be 2-0 down. It's just not the Union Berlin DNA that we've become used to.
Undefeated at home last season.
They obviously they're in Champions League for a reason. They didn't get gifted that. They weren't a present from the Bundesliga committee. They earned that. Now all of a sudden they can't win. They're sitting below mid-table. And I'm thinking, okay, Stuttgart can't defend. Stuttgart are not very good when it comes in the defensive part of the game. So let's just get 1-0 up. Let's see if we can then smother this game. Go 4-5-1, leave someone isolated and frustrate them. And we'll hit them on the break and go 2-0 up. It's a really, really slippery game, this. I'm going to enjoy watching it. But obviously, I want to know what bet we've gone for between the team, please. Let's have a little look at the official pit. Over 2.5, minus 123. I'm probably cheering on a little 3-0, 3-1 here to Union Berlin, because I like the fact that they had such a good season. I don't want to see them just keep losing week after week after week. But I will be watching it. Okay, let's move on. Next game. Ole, 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 ole. Here we go. Wolfsburg plus 300. Could give me plus 400 if you like. Leverkusen, one of the best teams in Europe, minus 128. Draw is at plus 300. Leverkusen, look at that, minus 165 to score twice. The under-over is set at 3. Over 3 at minus 116. Stinch, go first, because Wolfsburg can't control a game. Leverkusen, all they do is control the game and then they just pick you apart at will.
Yeah, I think it's quite incredible, really, that you see the odds on Leverkusen, but fully understandable. You know, they've had a fantastic start to the season. Xabi Alonso, I think we've mentioned before, he's a Real Madrid manager in waiting, I would say. You see the way he speaks, you see some of his training sessions, etc. It just oozes class, and it doesn't really surprise you because the way he played football was to control games, wasn't it, in that deep-lying midfield position. So, I can understand the reasons why we've got on Leverkusen, but it's not a price that I want to part with my money on. I feel like we've missed the boat in a way, but it's a bit annoying that the sort of markets have cottoned on to how good Leverkusen are already. And then the odds have gone so far that then you start to look on the other side. But again, I don't want to oppose Leverkusen because I feel you're opposing a bit of a runaway train in that respect. So I think actually the best thing to do to keep Leverkusen on side in the coming weeks is if they're going to score goals, and look, they've scored at least 3 goals in 6 of the last 7 Bundesliga games, it's to back the man in form in Boniface at plus 100 to score. You know, we see there the goal line of Leverkusen, 1.5, and you only get a minus 165 if they score 2. They could score 1, and there's a good chance it's going to be Boniface. You know, he's averaging 6.4 shots per game. It's just incredible.
Go to the sweet shop, then. Go to the sweet shop. Go over to the prop builder at betus.com and press Boniface, shots on goal, and do that.
I tell you what, while Alex is speaking, I'll try and find a price for some shots of Boniface.
Good boy, good boy. Alex, over to you, because Leverkusen, for me, are absolutely outstanding. I love the way they play. Obviously, we can name obviously Xhaka and Hoffman sitting there and give it to Wirtz, lend it to Frimpong, get yourselves in the box, Grimaldi with his free kicks. Now, I'm telling you now, I'm looking forward to, I don't wish this, I'm looking forward to, Alex, when there's no Xhaka in this side. Because I'm just wondering if that's a cork that gets taken out and they start taking on water.
Yeah, you have a point there, but we have to watch it to see what happens, you know?
Yes.
I still think that Wirtz can control it, but not at the same level, you know? He needs Jack and Wirtz together as a duo in the midfield. They are absolutely amazing. But you said about Boniface, but let's not forget about Wind in this Wolfsburg team, that he is at the same goals with Boniface.
Listen, they are like chalk and cheese. Honestly, they're like me and you.
True.
And you, honestly, I was going to say they're like you and Veghorst. You know what I mean?
Okay. They are like me and you.
Exactly, they are. I'm Boniface and you're Vind. They are not even in the same sphere.
Oh my God, I will take salary like now.
I dare say, because it's all about money for you. For me, it's about achievement and professionalism.
Oh yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And after that, hit the club. Yay! With everybody. Okay, so absolutely, Leverkusen is right now the most informed side in Bundesliga and one of the most consistent teams in Europe, and the way they play, it will be an easy bet to cash it from now, all the sportsbook to pay you right now at minus 110 for Leverkusen to make it a top 4 this season in Bundesliga. It was crazy not to take that at the beginning of the season. Their transfer business was amazing in the summer. They're great. They have a great coach. Let's see how much he will stay to this team. Maybe he will stay one more season, maybe more. Wolfsburg at home has a perfect record right now, 3-0, 6 goals scored, 1 conceded. I don't think that they will keep clean sheet against Leverkusen, obviously, but I think that they can find the back of the net. So, again, for me, this round, it's all about goals. I'm not risking winners. I'm not risking goal scorers. Nothing. Don't give that to me. Give me goals, because this is I will not fix something that is not broke right now. So I'm sure that I'm not sure. Of course, you can't be sure, but Wolfsburg can find the back of the net. So I'm going both team to score over 2.5 goals. Alex Classic minus 120.
Yeah, don't be fooled. We went against Wolfsburg last time out when they played Stuttgart. I think it was a banker, both teams to score and over. But Wolfsburg, 100% record at home. Yeah, they've played Frankfurt, they've played Heidenheim, and they've played an Union Berlin. Don't listen, it's a mask. Get them to take it off. They do not compete with this Leverkusen side. Leverkusen will control this game. They've not got anything to get out with Wolfsburg. I'm thinking at minus 128, banker material. Stinch, how many shots on goal has Boniface got to have for us to get paid?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they've clocked onto it already as well, like 5.5 to get
can you go
110.
So can you go under then? Is there an under and over? I've never done this type of behaviour before. So is it just like a singular locked market of, if you think he's going to have more than 5.5, it's X, but can you do an under?
No. Yeah, I only looked at the over, so I have to check.
Do they not do an under?
The shots on target as well, and the line, his line there is 2.5. I think it's worth remembering that we are in between international and European competition, so I think it's better to be cautious and just back Boniface to score any time if that's the way you want to go. But let's have a look for next week when we haven't got the international caveat, and let me see if I can build something for next week for Leverkusen and Boniface.
Yeah, we'll have a Champions League or a Europa League caveat for next week. But yeah, no, listen, I want all that sorted out now, gentlemen. A little bit of homework for you. I do want this shots on goal compared to score any time. Because as you just said, Boniface to score at any time plus 100. Listen, if he has three shots on goal, the chances are that he's going to score. Especially with Wolfsburg's defence against the creativity of Leverkusen. Let's have a little look at the official picks, because I'm not complicating this. Leverkusen money line minus 128. Yeah, more than happy to stay on this Leverkusen train. Both teams score an over 2.5 at minus 120 for Alex. Alex, could I sort of invite you to maybe say that you're thinking it's Leverkusen win and both teams to score?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was checking something right now. Boniface and Gyurassy, market value for both of them right now is 40 million euros.
Yeah, I would want to see more Gyurassy, because otherwise you start getting into that Muani, Turam. They needed a little bit more time. Turam's been absolutely fantastic, by the way, in Serie A. More assists and goals, so she's been absolutely brilliant. But I want to see them maybe over another season and a half. So maybe the back end of next season we'll know what their value is. Because remember, Stuttgart haven't really played many. But both of them are like two peas in a pod. They don't.
But I'm wondering right now, you're a way of
40
thinking.
Each.
You take Gyurassy out of, 40 each. You would take Gyurassy out of Stuttgart, where Stuttgart would be right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, let's revisit this in 10 weeks' time, and with Gyurassy, and they're still halfway. So let's just say one swallow, don't make a summer. Okay, let's move on to the next game, game number 6. Köln versus Gladbach. Don't like either of these sides in this situation. Köln at plus 138. Gladbach plus 175. Got to go straight down the bottom. Draw plus 260. Köln to score twice. They throw a party at minus 110. Gladbach to score twice is plus 115. Really interested in the chat getting involved here, because Köln have not been good home or away. Gladbach, you do not know what you're getting, Alex.
You do not know what you're getting, but you're getting goals conceded from Gladbach. They don't know to defend. Yes, lately they are scoring goals. You can trust them to do that. Köln at home again, when they're not bottom place material, right?
But they've only scored four goals. If you only score four goals in the first eight games, then you are bottom of the league material.
You're right, but they had some injury issues. So I don't think that Köln will go down. Let's put it this way.
Wow.
And at home, Köln in the past proved us that they are decent, right? Gladbach on the road are awful. They are conceding goals. Even Mainz scored twice against them last week. Who yep. Mainz had also four goals till last week when they scored two against Gladbach. So we're talking about two atrocious defensive sides. So I'm going again with the Alex Classic minus 125.
Okay, I can see that. Stinch, have you got like the XG numbers for Kern? Because you know that I absolutely adore, and it's like a Bible to me, this XG business. But Kern have scored four goals. I've watched every single one of their games. I don't even know how they've scored four, because they do not create nothing.
It's interesting you say that, because apparently they've underachieved by four goals and they should have eight.
What, a goal a game? So, like, basically, yeah. XG of one goal a game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's all Alex is asking for. He's asking for a 2-1, 2-2. Yeah, I mean, I watch Kern intently because I thought I'd jump on that Kern at home train, and they've been absolutely awful. I remember earlier on in the season, I was watching a game. They went 1-0 up, and I'm thinking, Kern at home, okay, that's great. 10 minutes later, they're 2-1 down.
Yeah, it's funny what you said at the beginning, that you don't like either of either of these teams in this situation. I would go as far as say I just don't like either of these teams, full stop. I guess I'd want to lay both of them if possible. But I wouldn't. maybe back the draw, because they're just both. Yeah,
two,
just
both thank you.
Bad.
2-2, the old Desmond.
Yeah. I mean, fully could see Alex's bet come into fruition. It's an obvious choice, isn't it? We've spoken about the amount of goals we see in the Bundesliga, and the fact that, as you mentioned, neither of these teams can defend. Was it Gladbach on the opening day drew 4-4 away at Augsburg, for example?
3-3 at Darmstadt.
Yeah. So it's just incredible the way these matches are going. I mean, these are professional footballers. Like, they're supposed to be trying to win football matches, yet they turn it into basketball. So, yeah, I think that's the way to go there. You don't want to try and predict who's gonna win this. Both teams are bad. I've got a feeling that Köln might be in trouble this season. They have been relegated recently in the past, and that season, I think they're a big confidence. I want to say confidence team, but I think they're a big confidence city, if you like. And when things are going against them, I think they do tend to struggle. The season they went down, I think they only got about 18 or 19 points. That was about 5-6 years ago now. And they're a little bit of a yo-yo in that respect. I do like the coach in Stefan Baumgart.
Do you think that if he continues to lose his 1-2-3 matches from now on, I think it's coming to an end, the collaboration.
Who's going
to
score the goals? Goals get you points. You don't get no
David
points.
David Selke is a shocking striker. Yeah. Honestly, Flash, get you up front. Put your CV.
I'd like to coach some of these strikers. I mean, they do so much work outside the box that they don't get on the end of any creativity. With Kern, there's been no creativity. And then there's no strikers. I just don't see where. I mean, listen, I know that Alex has said both teams have scored. I'm hoping that Kern turn it round. And if you put a gun to my head, I'm thinking, OK, Kern have got to go and win this game. And they may be good value at plus 140 after the event. But prior, yeah. I mean, there's a reason that they're like minus 120 not to score twice.
I think they're missing a little bit of leadership as well. They lost their long-standing servant in Jonas Hector over the summer, who retired. And it's not something you can really put a number on, but I definitely think, and he had a really nice left foot, and he's someone that could have some creativity. So I think they're missing him both on and off the pitch as well.
I think that Kern could well be one of them clubs where the surroundings are too big for some of the players. And if they, like Alex said about confidence, if the confidence is not there for the individuals, they're not going to perform. Because I've seen them be like dominant in games. Obviously, they're not finishing off and they're not scoring at the right times. We talked about Openda scoring at the right times for Leipzig. Kern don't do that. Kern can be on top, still 0-0. 5 minutes later, they're 1-0 down and back's against the wall. And this is not a team built to coming from behind. Let's have a little look at the official pick, by the way. Notice I said pick. because it's both teams and over 2.5 at -125. But I did also see over 3 goals at +100, Alex. Could I push you for a winner, or do you think it is a Desmond?
No.
Yeah, okay, I can't. No, I love that. That's exactly right. Ain't often you are caught with, like, there's no words that can actually explain what I'm thinking. Okay, let's move on to our final game, because I wanted a steward's inquiry here on why this is on my card, because Heidenheim versus Augsburg is not one that, like, just flows off the tongue. But when you dig a little bit, there's massive value to be had here on a few different markets. Heidenheim, a +138, Augsburg, +175. Straight away, you look at, there's a number of +127 for over 3 goals. Heidenheim, a +110 to score twice. Can definitely see that, because Heidenheim, a little bit like Darmstadt, throw caution to the wind and they'll have a go. Augsburg, they've been round the block, seen it, but they'll be turning up thinking there's 3 points on offer here, because Augsburg are +125 to score 2. Alex, go first. Is this a game where we could see both teams scoring twice?
It's really interesting. I mean, again, Heidenheim, oh my God. Yeah, I think that Heidenheim can be backed at home. I mean, there is no reason why not to back these newly promoted sides at home against teams like Augsburg that are in a bad form right now. +138, I would even take them with PK at +108. I don't know. I don't know what to say about goals, but... yeah, probably Augsburg. Heidenheim looks like a team like Darmstadt in a way, right? So yeah. I think, yeah, goals. Yeah.
I think Heidenheim a value at home here. I've not
this
picked
is,
it.
This is what I'm thinking. Like Heidenheim to win and both teams to score something. You know?
Yeah, listen, you get massive price on that, or you're overcomplicating it. Because I tell you what Heidenheim will do. They'll test out their resolve from the first whistle. They will be like, okay, listen, we're not going to just play it around at the back, because we're not going to show you any respect. And Augsburg, they're one of them teams that will go, okay, if that's what you've got, we'll match fire with fire. Stinch, it looks right. Like this is another possible draw around the +260.
Yeah, I wouldn't be backing Heidenheim at +138. I can understand why you might want to, but I think if you want to get Heidenheim on side, you just back them to score 1.5 goals at +110. I know it's a bit shorter than them to win, but again, I think we touched on this the last time, the last show, the Friday night game was Gladbach v Mainz, right? And we were discussing the merits of whether to back Gladbach or whether to back Gladbach over 1.5 goals. And I think this is a similar sort of spot. This to me just screams goals. And the reason I wanted to get involved in this game was that it was at the time of selection, it was the highest odds available for over 2.5 goals. And so really, really easy selection. Very similar to the one I had in the previous show. I backed Augsburg, Darmstadt over 2.5 goals. So it's Augsburg again against another newly promoted team. And literally neither of these sides can defend, but they're also doing quite a lot of stuff that surprises me going forward. So that gives me confidence. I mean, you look at Heidenheim, 25 goals in 7 games, you know, it's over 3.5 per game. Augsburg, there's 27 goals. It should be mentioned that Augsburg have sacked their coach and brought a new one in, so you might see some changes. But having said that, I'm still happy to go along with a goals-based bet, because I think Heidenheim could ultimately contribute by themselves. But at the same time, you'd expect some upturn in terms of the player performance from Augsburg, given they have a new manager to sort of impress. So they might actually work in our favour in that respect. But I mentioned earlier on, we're at Bundesliga this season, 3.52 goals per game after 63 matches. Again, I don't expect that to be sustainable, but we know from previous seasons that the Bundesliga average is well over 3 goals per game anyway. Both of these teams defensively are massively a massive fault in them. Heidenheim conceded at least 2 goals in 6 of their 7 Bundesliga games back. So if you're betting them to win, you're thinking you might need to get them to score 3. So you're better off just focusing on goals in my mind. And Augsburg, you go back to the back end of last season, they conceded at least 2 goals in 9 of their last 10. But in terms of going forward, both of them are getting away a lot of shots, which is really impressive for teams that are yeah, these two are both relegation teams this season. They're both, in my mind, will finish bottom five, maybe even bottom four. But Heidenheim averaging the sixth most shots at home this season. That's the same as Leverkusen. So just goes to show you, that obviously not the same quality, but they're still getting shots away. And in my mind, if teams are having shots, you know, you've got deflections, goalkeeper errors, VAR handballs, etc. And Augsburg averaging the sixth most shots away from home already with 13. So, yeah, again, I'm seeing this sort of basketball match. So I wanted to back overs and I decided to be a bit more greedy and go the same route as Alex with throwing in both teams to score. And it boosts the price up from minus 140 to minus 110. So, yeah, I'm hoping that it basically lives up to the billing. It's a Sunday afternoon game, so there'll be a lot of eyes on it. So I'm hoping it delivers.
I think Heidenheim scored twice at plus 110. That's also a way to go. But again, it's one of them games where probably you take the money line out of it. As everyone in the chat seems to have an opinion here of, it's just goals. Don't go for Heidenheim to win. Don't go for Augsburg to win. Don't go for the draw. Just go for them both to maybe score a couple of goals. A plus 125 for the visitors, plus 110 for the home side. You're going to definitely show profit. Let's have a little look at the official picks.
Yeah, I mean, Flash, it's not often you get plus money in the Bundesliga for teams to score over 1.5 goals, right?
No, exactly that. Exactly, especially when they've got both got evidence and form for scoring goals. Both teams scoring over 2.5 at minus 110. Okay, now's the time to start typing in if you've got any questions, and I'm hoping my boys have got the answers. But first of all, I'd like you to subscribe if you've liked this video, and also ring the bell, because that means we'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. And there's so much coming up. We've got Champions League on Monday, we've got AFCON coming up in January, but also it's not just soccer here at BetUS. NBA Futures Show starts today. We've got unbelievable guests and unbelievable experts right across the spectrum of American sports. Obviously, the NFL is going great guns. College football's halfway through. The MLB, well, come on, the Houston Astros. I just need two more wins out of you, and then we're set up for the season of NBA, where we'll be going for the Boston Celtics this year to finally win through. I do digress. I get too carried away. It's too much sport. There can never be too much sport. And also, the Sweet Shop is known, the prop builder over at BetUS.com. Please go there. See shots on goal, tackles, cards, corners, everything you want, passes, and you can just basically be there for absolute hours. But type in BetUSTV.com/odds for all your odds and your props, please. Now, first question is, Heidenheim is my banker on the parlay with Wolves in the Premier League. Alex says, is Olmo back? Is Olmo back, Alex?
On the official site, we don't have him either in the starting lineup. The expected one, either on the doubtful or out players, okay, or for injuries. So
okay,
it's in the air.
Okay, we don't need him. We don't need him this week anyway.
So we don't need him anyway. Yeah, no, exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so listen, let's go straight to the best bets, because obviously we've been long show. We've got plenty of work to do. Steen just gone Freiburg, Moneyline, minus 143. Heidenheim and Augsburg. Both teams scoring over 2.5 at minus 110. For me, I've gone with a parlay. Friday night, Dortmund at Moneyline and Leipzig Moneyline at minus 115. And yellow, I'm still riding that train. In fact, I've now got a whistle. Whoop, whoop. And I'm in the front seat with my little hat on, chugging along, because Leverkusen money line at minus 128. And Alex has gone for Darmstadt Leipzig. Both teams scoring over 2.5 at minus 110. Hopefully that's minimum 3-1 to the visitors. Union Stuttgart over 2.5 at minus 123. Wolfsburg Leverkusen. Both teams scoring over 2.5 at minus 120. And Kern and Gladbach. Both teams to score and over 2.5 at minus 125. Three out of your four selections, Alex, have been the old Alex Classic. Everyone, Old and Aura is saying, what about Hoffenheim, Frankfurt? Can we touch on that, guys?
Yeah, there are some questions on the chat for Bayer, for Hoffenheim, and for Stuttgart Corners.
They are now. Okay, let's have a look at this one then. What about Hoffenheim, Frankfurt? Can you touch on that one, Stinch?
Clash of styles, in a way. Well, I say clash of styles. Like, Frankfurt have been very un-Bundesliga like, right, this season. They can't score goals. They can't create chances. Depends what how they set up here. I think I'd want to be with Hoffenheim, but do I want to be with them at plus 110? I'm not sure.
Imagine that Eintracht Frankfurt lost even a friendly against Chemie Leipzig in the third league this week during the international break. Imagine how bad they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, you can back under three goals, minus 143. Yeah. But it's just nobody's making long-term profit in my mind backing unders in Bundesliga matches. So I guess maybe Hoffenheim over 1.5 goals at minus 115. Maybe that would be the way to go. But I could see this being 2-0 Hoffenheim maybe. I just don't know where the goals are going to come from Frankfurt.
Yeah, I think it's home side or nothing. Alex, answer this one, please. Bayern away at Mainz. Mainz conceding for fun. Couple of goals for Kane. That's from Foxy. Foxy knows the time of day.
Bayern and over 3.5 goals. I see a goal fest. I see Kane scoring. The good thing about Kane is that after they booked their ticket to the Euro 2024, they had a big party. They spent a lot of money. It was also with girls, with a lot of drinks. But Kane was one of the few players that left because he's a family guy. So
boring, you mean?
Boring in your from your point of view.
Hold, okay. You're a family man, yeah?
Of course.
I know that you would have been in the middle of that party with the girls, with the so. Okay, so
that
do I can I rest my case?
He's very professional, yes, and he can score goals.
The chat's boring me now. So, Stinch, have a great weekend. Alex, great weekend. Everyone in the chat, really appreciate everything. Make sure all your bets are winners. Make sure you follow BetUS Soccer on Twitter, because over the weekend, if there's any late updates or any added bets, that is the place that you will find them. Monday morning, like maybe 2 Eastern, we're going to be doing the Champions League with Mina and Marco Hare. Plenty winners there also. You'll see these two later on in the season when we start covering the Europa League as well. So really appreciate it. Please thumbs up, spread the word, and from everyone at BetUS, you have a great weekend. You take care.